This is Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic. I'm Greg Strawn, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at ACU and a board member with the Abilene Philharmonic Orchestra. On January 30th, the Abilene Philharmonic will begin the new year with a concert entitled Romantic Strings, featuring a pair of musical masterpieces by Arnold Schoenberg and Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. To talk about these great works is Maestro David Itkin, music director and conductor of the Abilene Philharmonic. David, welcome.
Thank you. Good to speak with you again.
The two works on this concert were written less than 20 years apart at the very end of the 19th century. That's the tail end of the Romantic era. So what makes these pieces especially romantic?
Well, we're looking at two very different looks at the Romantic era. One from the end of it. I mean, actually, both from the end of it, as you said. But I mean, one looks sits at the end of the Romantic era, at the end of the 19th century, and looked backward. And one sits at the end of the 19th century and looks forward. And, you know, sometimes we hear the name Arnold Schoenberg and we think the piece is going to be fantastically dissonant and complex and atonal. And this particular work, because it's very early in his life, is none of that. He's actually looking to the tools of the 19th century, to the tools of the Romantic era, and then just giving us the tiniest peek forward at what the 20th century might look like at some future point. So it's a wonderful kind of time capsule, this concert, as we look at both of these composers whose music sounds so different, but these pieces are, as you pointed out, written so actually astonishingly close together.
So the Schoenberg Transfigured Night, it's based on a poem that tells the story of forgiveness and hope for the future, all while this couple is on the walk, on a walk in the evening woods. How does Schoenberg take this story and turn it into such beautiful music?
Well, I can't be in his head. As we look at the piece itself, you know, we see this a piece opens rather darkly, very somber, and rather tentatively, like as you take a first few tentative steps through a dark wood. You know, you're not going to be walking too quickly because you can't see too well. But as we progress, their interaction and their conversation becomes much more involved and much more complicated. And then as we come to the end, we come to the so-called transfiguration, the transfiguration of which he speaks in the title of Transfigured Night, and that the music takes on this rapturous and goes to a major key, ends in a D major where it started in D minor, which is a very traditional look at how music is formed. Again, he's looking backward into the 19th century, and there's this fantastic brightness and delicacy to the music as the piece ends. It starts very soft, ends very soft, but with such utterly different musical colors and spiritual ideas.
And you've paired Transfigured Night with a work by Tchaikovsky, who's well known and well loved for his ballets and symphonies. The Serenade for Strings seems to channel Tchaikovsky's inner Mozart. So what should we listen for in this gem of a piece?
Well, it is a kind of a, you know, if gene spliced the Tchaikovsky of his later symphonies that we all know and love, and Mozart, you'd sort of get this piece. Of course, it's for a smaller group. It's for strings only. And while it has all of those sort of Tchaikovskyan gestures that we love, fantastic tunes, big romantic sweep, there's also a certain delicacy which speaks to his ongoing love of Mozart that goes through his whole life. It's just that some of his pieces show it better than others, and this is certainly one of them.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces. I'm so glad you programmed it and looking forward to it. David, thanks for being here and giving us your conductor's notes. David Itkin will conduct the Abilene Philharmonic in concert with Romantic Strings on Saturday, January 30th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church. You can find more information about this performance and how to get in-person or live-stream tickets on our website, kacu.org. I'm Greg Strawn, and you're listening to Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic on KACU.